run, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into TGIF Friday, August 8th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We got a good one lined up for you. Lots of interviews, lots of conversation. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. Looking forward to that. We've got all kinds of information coming out of Lansing. We have stories that we talked about earlier this week from Washington, D.C. We've got some updates for you on that as well. Want to mention right out of the gate this morning that the legislature is out of session in Lansing. Many of the folks are on vacation out of the state, out of the country, a couple of them. And one of them I reached out to is going to be getting back in touch with me next week, this coming week. He's on vacation. He texted me back. And I want to make sure that you are all aware of this. There is the potential of a possibility, working with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, talking with my state representative, John Roth, who's part of one of the subcommittees for appropriations down in Lansing, that as part of the upcoming budget, they are going to underwrite a pilot program for the fat-burning weight loss program that Missy and My Pure Health Solutions offers down in Battle Creek, Michigan. The test pilot is going to be for 100 people who are currently on the Healthy Michigan, My Healthy Michigan Medicaid insurance program that are obese and not taking the GLP-1 shots, Ozempic, Wegovy, those type of injections. The state will underwrite and fund a test pilot program for 100 people on Medicaid health insurance. Put them through Missy's fat-burning program for 40 days to gather the numbers, to gather the research, and present it to the entire House and Senate for funding for people who are on Medicaid health insurance as an alternative to taking the GLP-1 injections. There is discussion of class action lawsuits already forming against a couple of those companies. Eyesight, paralysis of the esophagus and stomach, and other issues are already happening. We, as a state, they are right now spending $20 million a month, $240 million, a quarter of $1 billion a year on these injections. And based on the trending, it's only going to go up. So we are talking with them to see if they would consider this as an alternative treatment plan for people on Medicaid health insurance. If you know somebody on Medicaid health insurance, they need to lose weight, text me their name and number. I'll forward it to Missy, and they'll have a conversation with them. This will be at no cost for the test pilot. We'll see if we can save the state a lot of money. We're going to take a short break. In the next segment, a parent from Ottawa, Michigan, made a decision about the education of his children. Jesse's going to be on with us in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petit. Toski.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment on this Friday, August 8th, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is a parent over in the Ottawa area. His name is Jesse, and he has some kids that he decided to make a change in their education. And we wanted to have him on the show today to talk to him about it. Good morning, Jesse.
Hi.
I wanted to have you on the show. Pastor Chatfield had given me your number. You live over in the Onaway School District, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And a few years ago, you and your wife made a decision that you decided that you wanted to move your children to the Northern Michigan Christian Academy. Just a short background question for you. What led up to that decision? What was happening there in the Onaway schools that made you the decision to move your children?
We didn't really like the way that public school was going. The bullying was a big thing for us.
Okay.
Nothing getting done. So we figured we'd give this a shot.
Oh, very good. So basically, it wasn't necessarily the curriculum, what they were being taught, the teachers or anything like that. It had to do with stuff outside the classroom, in the classroom. You just felt that some of your children were being bullied and nothing was being done. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the gist of it.
Okay, now with you living in Onaway, logistically, how is it that you're able to get your children over to the Northern Michigan Christian Academy over in Burt Lake? How do you work out transportation?
We just drive them every day.
Oh, okay. So you or your wife drive them every single day while they're in school Monday through Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever have the opportunity to carpool with some of the other parents, or is that something you just chose not to explore?
Once in a while, we'll work out something with one of the other parents, but for the most part, we drive.
You drive them yourself. Okay. And do you feel that for the tuition, which they obviously charge, it's a private Christian school, they don't get any funding from the state, has that been a problem or an issue for you guys?
No.
And if that's not, if you don't mind my asking, do you feel that you've been getting your money's worth choosing to send them there versus going to the public school and paying tuition?
Yes, we have.
Why is that?
I always think that they work with you more when it's a smaller group, when it's smaller kids, like smaller school. So I think they get a little bit more one-on-one compared to public school.
Okay, so classroom sizes, you feel, is definitely something that's benefited your kids.
Yeah.
Now, how do the children themselves feel? I believe you said 10, 12, and 13, so 5th, 6th grade, 8th graders probably. How do the kids feel about going to the school? Do they enjoy it? Do they like it? Do they have friends at that school? Explain how the children have responded to it.
They seem like they really like it, especially my oldest. They all tend to get along, and that's what I kind of like, is you see a lot of the high schoolers getting along with the younger kids, and the younger kids getting along with the older kids. So they all seem pretty close, and they seem to like that.
Ah, very good. Now, because a lot of people are concerned about taking their kids out of their local community schools because that's where all their friends go. Do your children still interact with their previous friends from the Onaway School District, or have they basically shifted to friendships there at the Christian Academy?
A little bit of both. They still see their friends from public school occasionally.
Okay, and so this hasn't actually been an issue at all for them?
No.
Okay, very good. Well, the last question I have, do you feel that the money you guys are spending really are changing their lives, having impact on what they're learning at the Christian Academy? Are you seeing a difference in how they talk to you and your wife? Is there a little bit more of a foundation from school telling them to honor you and your wife as their mother?
It seems like their behavior has gotten better.
How so?
Just respect. Seem to talk to us a little bit. Maybe it's being around the other positive kids.
Okay. So it's kind of rubbing off on them, and it's something they're hearing at school, and basically you feel they're just more respectful to you and your wife. Okay, very good. Well, listen, we greatly appreciate, we know you're a working guy, and we greatly appreciate you coming on the show and giving us some insight. And we appreciate you coming on today, and thank you for your discussion with us.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go, folks. We have a young couple in Onaway, for whatever reason, made the decision to take their three children out of the Onaway School District and take them over to Burt Lake, the Northern Michigan Christian Academy, and greatly appreciate him taking time. He told me he's a busy landscape guy and was going to jump off the lawnmower to come on the show this morning, so we greatly appreciate him doing that. If you know any couples, family, single moms, single dads, people out there with young children that are attending public schools and would like the opportunity to talk to Rusty Chatfield, text me school. Very simple. Text me school. My phone has been set up to send the contact information directly back to you in a text message, and you can share it with others that you may know might want to consider interviewing and looking at taking a tour of the school and possibly enrolling their children in the Northern Michigan Christian Academy for this upcoming school year. So again, I appreciate Jesse's time. One of the things when we were talking about this yesterday, I got a couple of text messages after the show, and it was very interesting because they, per what Pastor Chatfield was talking about, said that they never thought that a private Christian school was so affordable. Basically, tuition $3,000 a year. If, like Jesse and his family, they have a couple of kids, actually three, they get a discount even. If a family has two or more children, they actually give a discount for the additional children. And one thing I want to make sure I point out, the Northern Michigan Christian Academy is fully underwritten by their church, Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake. If for any reason there's a parent out there listening or a grandparent and you don't think you can afford the tuition, I still want you to text me school. I want you to talk, interview, go and take a tour of the school, talk to Rusty Chatfield, because there's always ways for them to work it out. Parents can volunteer to do certain work at the school. They can participate at certain events, and they can work out a payment plan. And if absolutely necessary, ask the church members to help with the tuition costs. Pastor Chatfield has said no child has ever, ever been denied an education if they truly want to come. Not for money, not from the lack of the ability to pay the tuition, but they will work it out with you. So, just want to make sure you understand that and understand that this is a non-accredited through the public school system through the state of Michigan. What that means is that they do not take any funding from the state or the federal government in any way, shape, or form. This school is totally supported by the tuition and by the church. And this is something that I truly believe in. We've been working with Pastor Chatfield in the school, the academy, for years. And I definitely ask you to text me school and share the information with people you know. Even if it's somebody like a waitress at your favorite diner, some place you go for regularly go for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. You come to know the waitress, the waiter. They have young children. Share this information with them. Tell them to give them a call. Go to the school. Check it out. Because one of the things that we want to do is train our replacements. People that have our principles, our values, very much represented at the Northern Michigan Christian Academy. And we highly, highly recommend that you check it out. And if we can get just a few more kids out of these public indoctrination centers, get them in an environment where, like you heard Jesse say, the kids are more positive. Collectively, he believes they are taught, respect your parents. The kids are happy. The kids have friends there. They also still interact with their public school friends. But basically, just overall, more positive and more respectful. And I got to tell you, this is personal. Because I get calls, I get text messages all the time from parents that are so frustrated with what their kids are being taught in the public schools. The gay pride flags, the agenda of some of the teachers, basically ramming this indoctrination down their children's throats. The kids come home, "What'd you do at school today?" And they talk about it. And when some of these parents hear what's going on, they reach out to me. "Randy, you got to talk about this on your show. I'm upset. I'm sure there's other parents in the Sheboygan schools, Petoskey schools. I hear it all over. We are not happy with what's going on in the schools, but we feel trapped." No, you're not. There is an alternative. I have referred people to Pastor Chatfield to go and talk to him, to take a tour of the school, and many, many of them have made the decision to send their children there. Well, if you think you may know people that would like to take advantage of this opportunity to just talk to Pastor Chatfield, head over to the school, take a tour, hear about it, see for yourself what they do, how they teach the kids. And even Jesse, they simply drive their children every day, Monday through Thursday. There is no school on Friday. They simply drive their kids all the way from Onaway to Burt Lake every single day. Gives them an opportunity to spend time with their kids and be able to feel good about what they're doing for their children. I just wish a lot more people, a lot more parents, a lot more grandparents would take advantage of this fantastic opportunity we have up here in Northern Michigan and consider taking their children out of public schools and sending them to the academy. So again, text me "school" and I'll send you back the contact information. I'll include Pastor Chatfield's cell phone as well as the number at the school and the website, northernbible.org. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one on this Friday. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading